Thanks, Rob. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, this Saturday, Murder and Mayhem in Chicago returns. I'm talking about the annual Crime Fiction Conference that takes place at Roosevelt University. The conference celebrates the thriller, the mystery, the crime novel. It's designed for fans and writers alike, with sessions like True Tales from a Life in Mystery or True Tales from a Career in Crime, or even a session on how to get published. Of course, Chicago is the perfect city to host this event, considered to be the capital of crime fiction, both because of its long-sorted history with crime and violence, but also because of the writers that come from here. Dana Kay is one of the co-founders of Crime and Mayhem in Chicago. She's a writer and publicist in town, and she's here in studio. Dana, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And if you go to the conference, make sure you stay for the keynote. The writers in conversation will be writer Jeffrey Deaver and Gillian Flynn. Flynn is a Chicago writer who's arguably one of this town's most successful. Her breakout hit, Gone Girl, was made into a major motion picture, which she wrote the screenplay for. And her first book, Sharp Objects, is being made into an HBO series coming out this summer starring Amy Adams. Gillian Flynn is also working on a new book, which will be her first novel since Gone Girl. And she is in studio as well. Gillian, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so let's go right to Murder and Mayhem in Chicago. It's the second year for this. And as I said, this is the perfect city. I mean, when you really think about it, it's no coincidence that it's Murder and Mayhem in Chicago. You put Chicago in the title of this conference. Why do you do that?
Well, one of the big things that always surprised me is Chicago, at least in New York publishing, was viewed as a flyover city. We weren't getting a lot of authors touring and coming here, but we had so much fresh talent. There are so many talented crime writers that live here, so we had such a great literary community right here. And I wanted to make sure that it was celebrated and that we could really put Chicago on the map as being a hub of not only literary talent, but also a vibrant city of readers.
Yeah.
And I think that this conference helps exemplify that.
It is amazing how many writers, national writers, Sarah Paretsky, even legal thriller Scott Turow, but there are so many other writers who even been on this program that are in this genre that come from Chicago. Why do you think that is? What is it about Chicago? What's in the water here that makes people, and Gillian, I'll let you in on this, I mean, that really gets people writing in this genre?
I just think it's a city that ignites your imagination. I think you can walk out your front door, you can see a million things. I mean, that's what I do pretty much every day when it's not too cold. Middle of the day, I go for a walk and I wander, all over the place. And I see just amazing people and experiences and food and dining and wine and dine and the buildings and, the angle of the sky even. I mean, I just think I never get tired of looking at the city and being in the city, and it's vibrant and exciting and gritty and weird.
Yeah.
And I just love it. I think it really is. I think, to me, it's the number one city for mystery crime living.
Well, I forgot where I read this today, but just the idea that it's a city of shadows, and that there's this idea, if even you look at some of the older writers in Man with a Golden Arm and other places, where Chicago plays this role as it's not just the city in which something takes place, but there's a reason it's here. It's like you said, gritty, but it's also mysterious, and it's very it's very dark.
Mm-hmm. And I think that Chicago is a really, like, a small town as a big city. And I think that we're really collaborative, and the literary community is very supportive. It's not very cutthroat and competitive. We really believe that there's room enough for everybody. And when you go to book signings or author events, there's lots of other authors there buying each other's books, supporting each other. And I think that breeds a lot of talent when everyone helps each other out to sell more books and reach more readers.
Right. What, I mean, when writers come to this conference, what is this essentially a big networking event for them? I mean, when if you're a writer and you're in the thriller category or crime fiction category, is that what this is, almost your conference?
Absolutely. So in addition to the speakers, there's lots of authors or aspiring writers that come to attend and listen to the writers speak. But there's breaks in between each session, and there's lots of opportunities for networking, for getting books signed, for asking questions. I find that writers love to talk about writing and love to talk about their process. And so anyone who's an aspiring writer or even a published author who wants to take their career to the next level can have that opportunity to meet the authors, ask questions, and collaborate.
And I would assume a lot of people coming to talk to you about your process, Gillian. I mean, obviously having such success with the work that you've done. And I said today, reading a lot of the work about your career, everybody wants to talk to you about how you write with the characters, your approach. I mean, they really dig deep, especially when you get such mega hits like Gone Girl. Do you Do you get sick of that? I mean, as a writer where, I mean, there just seems to be so much attention into every single small piece of minutia that goes into the books that you read or write.
No, I mean, I think it's a blast. I always say if a writer is ever, you know, offended or prickly about someone, A, wanting their book signed by them, B, having questions about, you know, characters or parts of their book, you know, you should stop writing because you're kind of a jerk at that point. You know what I mean? That's what every writer dreams of is having people want to ask them questions about their work. So, you know, I love when people stump me with questions. I love when people have thought enough about my characters that they've, you know, created a different backstory for them than I've thought about, or, you know, they have these really interesting different questions. And I love, you know, and I love talking even to people who don't like my books. I mean, you know, a lot of people will come up to me with Gone Girl and say, oh, you know, I hated Gone Girl. I hated the ending, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm always, you know, okay, well, tell me, you know, what do you hate about it? What, you know, how do you want it to end? And you know, I love having that dialogue. I would rather someone feel vehemently about my book than sort of say, "Ah, that was a good book," and never think about it again.
Right.
So I love that dialogue. I think writers treasure that dialogue, you know, in part because you spend so much of your time alone every day. So, you know, you want to get out there and talk to people. So I'm really looking forward to it. If you see me Saturday just running around like a crazy person, grabbing people and talking to them, that's why. I'm just excited to be out amongst society.
Well, let's take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to talk about that, the contrast in your career, because you do have a career in which you are a solo and an isolated writer in the fact that you're writing novels. But you also, which a lot of people don't get the opportunity to write screenplays based on Gone Girl. I mean, that's amazing that the writer was you were given that opportunity. And that's much more collaborative with the director and producer and other people that are involved. So we'll talk more about that collaboration. Gillian Flynn in studio, as well as Dana Kay. Murder and Mayhem in Chicago is at the Roosevelt at Roosevelt University, coming up here tomorrow here in Chicago, the second year for the conference, the Crime Fiction Conference. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and continue the conversation. Stay with us. It's a Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Murder and Mayhem in Chicago. The Crime Fiction Conference will be at the Roosevelt University tomorrow. MurderMayhemChicago.com is the website. You can get tickets at the door. In studio, Dana Kay, who's one of the co-founders of the festival, and Gillian Flynn, the author of such books as Gone Girl and Sharp Objects. Sharp Objects is coming out this summer on HBO from the same people who brought you Big Little Lies. I mean, what a tremendous timing for that to come out, starring Amy Adams. You have to be excited about that project.
I am so excited. It was my first book and the last one to reach the screen, and I packed up the family and we moved out to LA two summers ago so I could write for it and produce it and everything. So I really got deeply involved in it, and I'm super proud of it.
You have you really do have dual professions at this point. You have you're a novelist, of course, and that has brought you so much success, but really as much success from the work that you've done in Hollywood, whether it be writing screenplays or, like you said, working and writing scripts for Sharp Objects. Talk about that. Talk about the difference, or because a lot of times novelists will get their books optioned, and we have a lot of people who come in here and will talk about that, but they are not, that's the end of their experience. They get a check and they're done. Mm-hmm. For you to be the screenwriter on Gone Girl, to be the writer of episodes for Sharp Objects, what's that mean to you to have that experience?
You know, it means a lot to me personally because I grew up, my dad was a film professor, so that's what we did growing up, as our father-daughter dates once a week, as he'd take me to the movies and we'd talk about it and discuss it and critique them. And so I grew up just loving movies. I mean, you know, as much as I love books, I also love movies. And so to be able to toggle back and forth between them and do them both is like, it's very thrilling for me. And so I like them both. I like it's fun to come out of my little lair and be able to do the collaborative part and work with other writers.
Right.
You know, with the TV series was a whole different type of experience. With Gone Girl, I was the only writer. On a TV series, you're kind of in a writer's room, and that was its own kind of unique experience to hear these other writers bring their voices. So
I was going to say, is it hard for you to let go of your characters in that regard? Because other writers get to write now the characters on Sharp Objects. I mean, is it difficult to let go like that?
You know, it would have been if it weren't a group that were very loyal to the book. You know, it was a group of writers who really liked the book and wanted the book to be, you know, wanted the book to be safe and securely moved to the, or transferred to the screen. So I was lucky in that way, and I really liked a lot of the writers. In fact, several of the writers I knew way back from the days I wrote for Entertainment Weekly magazine was right. One of my best friends that I hired, who writes for TV now too. So I was surrounded by good people.
For the learning curve to move from novelist to screenwriter, talk about that. I mean, was that difficult to jump in and say, I can write the screenplay? I mean, because that's an entirely different beast. They're not similar in the way that you have to deal with stage directions and character development in a much different way.
It's incredibly different. It's incredibly different. I've always felt, though, that I write my books almost filmically. I think in terms of I'm going to write this scene today as opposed to I'm going to write this amount of pages or this number of words or anything like that. I pay a lot of attention to the dialogue is really important to me. So, I grew up kind of saturated in film, and I do think I've always brought that to my mm-hmm. my books. So it wasn't as crazy for me. Like I said, I wrote for Entertainment Weekly, so right. I wrote about film.
So
I studied
it, yeah.
film, so I spent a lot of my life thinking about film. So it was crazy, but not completely crazy when I did it.
Do you have to approach the projects is that they're different? They may be the same characters, but they're different entirely. Meaning, so many times it's about adapting the book to screenplay, and you might have different plot points and different. Acts, if you will, and yeah. Do you have to think about them as maybe they're the same characters, but they're different stories?
Absolutely. What I've done with both Gone Girl and Sharp Objects, and a couple other adaptations I have of other people's work that I'm working on, is to look at the source material once again. Take some notes and don't go back, because then it does really have to become its own sort of thing. So that I've and it really does, you kind of have to allow characters to switch a little bit. I mean, working with David Fincher, like I just found working with him, Gone Girl, he was okay with me making it a little bit more funny than the book was. Like there were some of the lines became a little bit more funny. We were able to like take advantage of the strangeness of the situation that Nick and Amy found themselves in, and to take advantage of that. So, you know, you find certain things come to life a little bit more, and you have to allow that, or why bother doing it to me? Why bother doing it?
You have so many projects coming up here. You've got Sharp Objects, which will be on HBO this summer, Amy Adams. You've got a new novel, which is in the works, and you also have Widows, which is the project, another television or project you did with Steve McQueen, which is a huge thing. Talk about that.
Yeah, so Steve McQueen, who directed 12 Years a Slave, got in touch and said, do you want to do a heist film set in Chicago? And I was like, starring four women. So it's based loosely on a TV series that was hugely popular when he was growing up in England in the 80s. And it's about four women who come together. They're widows. They're going to pull off the heist that their husbands couldn't. And it goes from there. But we've transferred it to Chicago in current day. And Viola Davis is the lead widow. And it's just been a tremendous, new opportunity doing it. It's been so much fun, and I'm so proud that we filmed it in Chicago. I mean, so many times a movie is set in Chicago, but you see this Chicago skyline and then you get down and it's that's Toronto, that's not Chicago. So we are in Chicago. You'll see, you recognize all the different neighborhoods, the cool, different architecture and places of Chicago, and it feels like it's a dirty little Valentine to Chicago.
My last question, just as you embark on writing your first novel since Gone Girl, and now that you've had so much secondary work off of the novels that you've done before, do you approach this one differently? Are you already thinking about how this is going to play out on different platforms? Does your approach to the work, to the novel, change because of the success you've had with the secondary projects off the first three?
I feel like everything's a little bit louder. I have to brush away the Greek chorus behind me that's, is it too much like Gone Girl? Is it not enough like Gone Girl? And try to get some sort of quiet about those sort of doubts. I absolutely never allow myself to think like, oh, can this be a movie? Can this be a TV series? Because that is how you make a really bad book. That's how you write a really bad book. So I'm just writing the book that I want to write. And I'm really enjoying just being back in that world again that I own completely. There's something really joyful about not having to think about budgets or locations or casting. And just I'm just making this world that's all mine. So that's been a joy.
Dana, what are you looking forward to most with Murder and Mayhem in Chicago tomorrow?
I'm really looking forward to hearing Gillian Flynn talk with Jeffrey Deaver. I am a longtime reader of both of them, and they write, they're some of the warmest and most lovely people that I've met, and they write really dark, twisted novels that are really compelling. So I'm looking forward to seeing, hearing what they have to say. And we also have the True Tales from the Career in Crime panel, which is all experts. We have ex-cops, medical examiners, and people who actually work in the field that a lot of the writers probably want to interview for research for their books. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what they have to say.
As Dana Kay, she's the co-founder of Murder and Mayhem in Chicago, the annual conference, second year, which will be at Roosevelt University tomorrow, murdermayhemchicago.com, or tickets at the door. Gillian Flynn, of course, Chicago writer who has credits include Gone Girl, I don't even think credits is the right word, but I guess it is, and you're with your career, Sharp Objects, and a new novel, which is on the way, as well as we'll look for Widows and other projects that are coming out. Dana, Gillian, thanks so much for being here, and good luck with the conference tomorrow.
Thanks, Justin.
You.